Welcome back, everyone, to the Risk Intel Podcast, powered by SRA, where we share risk intelligence from experts across the banking industry. I'm your host, Ed Vincent, Executive Vice President at SRA. Michael, you've seen the enterprise risk and risk management space evolve significantly in your tenure. Let's bring this to the last few years in particular. And can you talk a little bit about how enterprise risk management has evolved in the last few years, thinking about the role of the CRO, regulatory landscape, the use of technology, and other elements of risk management that have been particularly dynamic and changing in the last few years?
Yeah. If we look, just in the last few years, you'll see kind of the most rapid change in terms of risk organization and chief risk officers in history. Well, history isn't that long for chief risk officers because 20 years ago, the chief risk officer title was very rare. It wasn't involved in banking. As a matter of fact, banks had functional organizations. The chief risk officer, the second line, wasn't one of them. You had your first line and you have your third line. The last few years, and especially I would say the last few months, have really put a focus on is the right staff in place. So I would say the last few years, bank organizations have gotten more funding to add staff for enterprise risk management, third-party risk management, model risk management, risk appetite management. So the term chief risk officer, we're seeing now at smaller and smaller banks. It's not uncommon for banks under $1 billion now to have a chief risk officer. One of the reasons is because the banking world, Ed, has gotten much more complex in the last few years. More compliance regulations, dozens and dozens of new regulations have come out over the last few years. Complexity with the products that banks hold, complexity with the growth of the organizations and acquisitions create complexity. I would say the other thing that I've seen over the last two or three years is that chief risk officers are now starting to report at a higher level in the organization. If you looked 10 years ago, a lot of times the chief risk officer was reported to a member of the executive management team, which was okay. That was a good starting point. Now you're seeing in most cases, the chief risk officer is a member of the executive leadership team, either reports to the chief executive officer, the board, or another very senior member of management. So greater staff, better reporting, especially to the board of directors. It was a rarity 10 years ago to have the chief risk officer come in and to give a report out to the bank. The CEO did that, or the CFO did that. Now you're seeing that chief risk officers are invited as part of the risk committee to attend every committee meeting. And then lately, I would say in the last few years, Ed, better technology to help manage risk has helped to produce results kind of in a more automated and more summarized fashion and better monitoring of that risk. So those are all the things that we see that have developed recently.
Michael, you talked about the chief risk officer getting more visibility at the board level and into committees. By extension, does that then have an implication for the board itself and the education or the responsibility and the involvement of the board in the whole concept of risk and risk management?
Yeah, another great question. And the board has a responsibility in the board risk committee to make sure that the bank has instituted the right risk framework for managing the bank. So it's a responsibility that the board has. Nobody else has that responsibility. Now they can delegate that to the CEO and say, make sure it's in place, or the chief risk officer. But the board has that requirement. And so the board now, and that requirement is relatively new, probably in the last 5 or 6 years, where they take that seriously and they meet with the risk committee or chief risk officer more frequently to find out, do you have the right tools? Do you have the right staff? And as you've seen with the recent failures with Silicon Valley Bank and Signature Bank, First Republic, the emphasis is on the board to make sure they have the right risk staff. And in some cases, Silicon Valley Bank didn't have a chief risk officer for 8 or 9 months. Boy, was that a big deal. Lots of lawsuits. And so I think in the last month or two, board members across the country are looking to make sure we have the right risk people in place, the right risk technology in place. And the time is now to have that done.
Great, thank you. For more information on SRA, please visit srarisk.com. Watch or listen to our weekly Risk Intel podcast series, or follow us on LinkedIn to learn more.